Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Hello, I think this one today is going to be a short one, but it's just a little, you know, Girl and Duck sort of pep talk. A quote popped into my mind the other day, but I'm not sure who said it, but I think it was Anne Tyler. I have tried to find it again in my writing books, and did I have a look on Google? I forget. Anyway, whatever. I think it was Anne Tyler, and she said, "Writers are like old houses. They need a lot of shoring up. Writers are like old houses. They need a lot of shoring up." And maybe I've thought about that because of the house next door being, you know, having so much being done to it because it is almost falling down. And, you know, it's been crawling with tradesmen of late trying to piece it back together. But I often think about this thing about writers needing a lot of shoring up, and I think that the reason why, or one of the main reasons why, is because we have to cope with such a lot of rejection, you know, and I'm including illustrators in this as well, okay? So if you're an illustrator, I'm looking right at you too, because I know that you're doing the same thing and suffering the same kind of blows and arrows. We're all in it together. All right. So I think that the reason why it looks like we need a lot of shoring up, we need comfort, we need reassurance, we need some positivity and some, you know, some support and a bit of love, is because we do go through and have to cope with a lot of rejection. And as human beings, we don't love that. Like, we don't love it. There's no way around it. There's no way of saying that rejection is a fun thing, you know? It is really hard to put your heart and soul into something and then have it turned away and rejected. It is really hard to put your heart and soul into something and then show it to other people. So we're vulnerable all the time. We're feeling so vulnerable because we have to show our work to people and it feels like it's being appraised, which it is. But it's often being appraised for reasons other than what we think, but we cannot not take it personally. It's not about whether it's marketable or saleable or whether there's something out there that's already a bit like it or whether the publisher doesn't have a space for something like this or it's, you know, not the sort of thing that's on their list. All those sorts of things that, you know, are quite, of course, valid reasons for something to be rejected. It doesn't matter to our heart. Our heart just feels stabbed. It's the Three of Swords moment every time our work is rejected. And so that has an effect on your psyche, doesn't it, after a while? You know, one rejection's tough, but, you know, try 14. Or, you know, in the case of picture book authors, multiple rejections. I've always said that because, you know, the thing about writing picture books is you can write a lot. You can produce a lot of picture books, which means that you're in the firing line more often than a novelist. So it's like bam, 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 get up, bam again. So we need a lot of shoring up because we are damaged little souls. You know, we really are, because, but we're courageous because we keep bloody well doing it. So the flip side of this, of course, is that, yeah, we need shoring up, but we're tough. Like, I don't think we should ever dismiss that or not congratulate ourselves for that, because we are actually really tough. We might bitch and moan and whinge and, you know, need support, but we're in the game, we're in the ring, we're doing it. It's only a flesh wound. You know, you get up again and you do it again. Because we have this resilience and we develop this resilience over time. You know, I know that established authors, because I've spoken to them, friends of mine and stuff, and I'm the same, is that when we get feedback from a publisher, we rarely read the first few paragraphs, which are normally the good things. We just go straight to we skip that and we go straight to what's, you know, the middle of the sandwich, where the really, you know, the tough stuff is, because we want to know that first, because we've toughened up over the years, okay, but we still need the shoring up. So we'll read the tough stuff first, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the email or whatever it is, and we will read the kind words, the things that are working. And I'm always saying to you, you must know what's working. You must take on board what's working and build on that. All right? It's just as important as the hard stuff. But, you know, for those of us who are a little bit more seasoned, we want the hard stuff first up, right? We want to know what's wrong with it because we want to fix it. And we're a little bit tougher, but we still need the love. All right. So I do think that that's why writers and illustrators need a lot of shoring up, is because we do suffer a lot of blows to our egos and to our psyches and to our hearts, our Three of Swords hearts, every time our work is rejected. The other thing too is that I see us as performers. I believe that artists and writers and illustrators are performers. Excuse me, I just had a sip of my coffee. I didn't want to miss it while it's hot. It's so delicious. We are performers. The only difference is that we're not in front of a camera. Well, not as a rule. We're not on a stage, but we are performing on a page. So we are just like actors. And we can be just as melodramatic, I suppose. We can be just as, we can be divas, you know, but we can be just as wounded as an actor who gets rejected at multiple auditions, because that's basically what we're doing. We're performing on the page via the written word or via our art, and then we are going to an audition. And I mean, at the beginning of our careers, and, you know, often for the entire career, each audition is like a cattle call in acting. There's so many others there. We're literally sitting in that waiting room in our costume, waiting for the call, waiting for the nod. And it's like in Tootsie, one of my absolute favorite films of all time, you know, when Dustin Hoffman's trying to get all those roles and they're saying, you know, we need someone taller. Oh, I can be taller. We need someone shorter. I can be shorter. You know, we need someone older, and so on and so forth. We need someone other than you, which is what it comes down to when our work is rejected and what it feels like. So we are actors, we are performers, we are performing on the page, whether it's via the written word or via our art. We are putting ourselves out there, we are constantly being vulnerable, and we need each other, and we need support, and we need guidance, and we need community, and we need connection in order to stay on top of it all. But also, not just to stay on top of it, you don't want to just go through life staying on top of stuff, you want to go through life thriving and enjoying and being able to hold all this stuff lightly. And I think that's where the real key to playing this long game is. It's in getting to these points where you can hold it lightly, where you can be yourself, when you can be authentic, and you can understand that what you're doing really is a performance, and that you are a very brave, courageous person, and you deserve to be loved and admired for what you're doing. That's my little pep talk today. Go out there, be vulnerable, be authentic, but also know that you are very, very courageous. And we've got you back because we're all in it together. All right. Have a gorgeous day. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again soon. Bye. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.